It's August 2026 and we're already doing 2028 presidential politics. I know how that sounds. But the Ted Cruz announcement he's saying publicly, I want to be president, combined with the new McLaughlin and Associates polling showing J.D. Vance at 32% among Republican primary voters is genuinely newsworthy, not just horse race trivia. Here's why: it tells us something about the structural incentives inside the Republican Party right now. Vance has a very large head start. 32% in a field that hasn't fully formed yet is a solid foundation, especially for an incumbent vice president of a popular with the base administration. The VP historically has significant advantages in primary politics. But the party faithful have also historically shown a capacity to reject the anointed successor, ask Al Gore in 2000, ask Hillary Clinton in 2008 from the other party. Precedent cuts both ways.
Cruz is a peculiar choice as the challenger, though. His relationship with Trump has been one of American politics' stranger journeys, from Lion Ted and the extraordinary 2016 primary, where Trump attacked his wife and suggested his father was involved in the Kennedy assassination, to Cruz becoming one of Trump's more reliable Senate allies. The question is whether Trump's base will follow Vance or whether they'll be persuadable by someone who has spent years performing loyalty to the brand. And separately, Republicans are privately voicing skepticism about Trump's plan to hold what's being called a midterm convention in Dallas. The concern, from what I'm reading, is partly logistical and partly strategic. Does a presidential-style rally convention structure around a sitting president actually help down-ballot candidates who need to localize their races? Or does it nationalize elections in a way that could cut both ways?
That's a real strategic tension. Individual House members in competitive districts often do better when they can separate themselves slightly from the national party brand and run on local issues. A massive Trump-centric convention event makes that harder. The Republicans expressing private skepticism are probably the ones in the most competitive seats. Now let me get to the Trump Jr. and prediction markets story, because it's one that deserves more scrutiny. Trump Jr. was privately lobbying Republican attorneys general to back off regulation of prediction markets. Prediction markets, for listeners who aren't familiar, are platforms where people place financial bets on the outcomes of elections and political events. They've grown significantly in prominence since 2024. There are serious questions about whether they constitute unregistered gambling operations, whether they're susceptible to manipulation, and what their broader effects on political information environments are.
The family connection here is what makes this particularly notable. You have the president's son privately reaching out to state-level Republican legal officers, attorneys general who have significant independent regulatory authority, and urging them not to pursue regulation of a specific industry. Without knowing the full details of Trump Jr.'s financial relationships with prediction market operators, it's very difficult to evaluate what's driving this. But the structure of a presidential family member quietly lobbying state AGs on specific regulatory questions is something that would generate significant coverage if it involved a Democratic political dynasty.
One more story in this cluster. RFK Jr. abruptly walked out of a public event when reporters started asking about kratom donations. Kratom is a plant-derived substance that's been in regulatory limbo for years. It has opioid-like properties, it's sold in supplement form, and it has a complicated relationship with the FDA. RFK Jr. is, at this point, serving in a health-adjacent capacity in the administration. Questions about donations from kratom industry interests to his political operations are legitimate oversight questions. Walking out rather than answering them is not a great look for someone whose brand has been built on challenging pharmaceutical and regulatory orthodoxy.